गुड मॉर्निंग. टुडे वी विल बी शेयरिंग हाउ टू एक्चुअली गो अबाउट राइटिंग मे बी अ वंडरफुल आर्टिकल, स्क्रिप्ट, रिपोर्ट. इट कैन बी जस्ट एनी थिंग. सो फॉर दैट थिंग यू मस्ट हैव समथिंग इन माइंड, लाइक एज इफ यू आर व्यूइंग द सीन थ्रू अ कैमरा लेंस. फॉर एग्जाम्पल मे बी जूम और फ्रॉम अ पैन, फ्रॉम अ वाइड एंगल. Okay, the camera approach is very useful whenever it comes to writing and can be applied to many scenes and experiences. Think for a moment about describing a sports match and the way the camera moves between players, crowds, lighting, individual incidents, and so on. I'm sure this tip will really help you. Have a great day. Hi, these modules will be very helpful for you in terms of reading and writing skills, as it is the requirement of the day. It is particularly designed for you so that you can become a fluent speaker as well as enhance your reading skills, such as decoding questions, drawing out important words and phrases, understanding elements of style, voice and tone. It addresses the conventions of certain kinds of written and spoken language, from scripted speeches to travel articles, from memoirs to letters, and looks at how you can understand and then capture these conventions and writers' techniques in your own work. When it comes to writing, you need to plan and structure shorter and extended responses, either for specified audiences or for a more general readership. Yes, I'm talking about readership, which will help you to write with originality and flair as directed. So, be ready to learn all these significant things which will help in your conversational skills as well. All the best, keep learning. A text can be defined as a single coherent unit of language, from the briefest spoken utterance to several volumes. No text exists without context. Please remember that you need to consider how a text's meaning is informed by the circumstances, not only of its production but also of its communication and reception. Well, there are different ranges of strategies. If you talk about exploring the complex ways and different linguistic elements, they come together to create a meaning. Whether producing their own text or analyzing text produced by others, we must consider how choices regarding form, structure and language also interact to create a distinctive style. Let's talk about the audience first of all. We must be able to identify and analyze the strategies writers and speakers use to communicate with their intended audiences. They should be able to predict, recognize and analyze the various responses their strategies might elicit. Second is creativity. So please make sure that whether you are writing artfully for a specified purpose and audience, and you must read deeply between the lines of a challenging text or while developing strategies for acquiring language in the first place. So please, it's a must for you to demonstrate creativity in the form of forms and context. Third, it comes to diversity. Constantly subject to a range of influences, whether a personal, social, geographical or otherwise. These exist in range of competing and overlapping forms at any given moment. The extraordinary diversity offers a rich opportunity for analyzing, comparison and exploration. And next is change. The phonological, morphological, semantic, syntactic and other aspects of English are liable to change over time. So please remember to analyze these changes and explore in detail the factors that drive them. You must understand the three key words, which are also known as the command words: analyze, compare, and discuss. Analyze is examine in detail to show meaning, identify elements and the relationship between them. Compare means identify, comment on similarities and or differences. Discuss is write about issues or topic depth in a structured way. Well, if you talk about these three command words, you must analyze what is it that you need to learn. You must compare it with the previous learnings that you have, and after you have sorted out all these things, then it is your duty, it is your take to discuss it, do a lot of brainstorming, and then come out with the solution. You finally need to choose a dynamic and rigorous subject in which you will be given a core of relevant information as well as ideas and data for discussion. Your own interest and enthusiasm will lead you to discover many narrative points of view, theory and research studies, and which will add to your competence and confidence in conversational English. It's important for you to remember that reading beyond the material always helps you to develop your skill, to enhance your skills, and also to contribute more with lot of learning.